After I had been off the ship for an hour, it had become evident that meeting up with Cord, Saman, and the Krades could easily take more than one day. I started considering where I might sleep that night, for I had at last reached a latitude where the sun went down for a few hours at this time of year. I knew that there were no great consents this far north, but in a city as old as this one, there had to be at least one small math, perhaps even one dating to the old Mathic age. Wondering if I should try to seek one out and talk my way in, I walked up a broad street that ran from the waterfront up to the Bayesian Cathedral, scanning the fronts of old buildings for Mathic architecture or anything that looked like a cloister. Clamped to a black iron lamppost, I noticed a spelecaptor, and this put me in mind of Saman and his ability to obtain data from such devices. Perhaps I'd been going about this in the wrong way. It could be that Saman was tracking me on spelecaptors, but that my friends hadn't been able to catch up with me because I kept moving around. So I decided to remain still for a while in a conspicuous place and see if that helped. I had just bumped into Malter and Alwash, who had given me the address of a Kelk's mission hostel, where I might be able to sleep in a pinch, and as long as I had such a backup plan, I thought it might be worth the gamble to sit and wait somewhere. I chose a spot in the open plaza before the cathedral, in direct view of a spelecaptor bracketed to the front of Old Masht's town hall. That's where I got mugged. Or at least I thought it was a mugging at first. My attention had been drawn to a street performer doing gymnastics about 50 feet away.
"Hey, Vit!"
someone said, behind me on the right. I turned my face straight into an onrushing fist. While I was down, someone jerked my sweater up out of my trousers to bare my midsection. For some reason, I thought of Leo, who'd been defeated at Appert when the slines had pulled his bolt over his head. So instead of protecting my face, as I ought to have done, I made a clumsy effort to push my sweater back down where it belonged. Someone's hands were busy down there, jerking something out of the waistband of my trousers. It was my bolt, cord, and sphere. I'd made them up into a neat package and stuffed them into my trousers for safekeeping, and covered them with the sweater. Ground level makes for lousy vantage point, especially when you're on one side in a fetal position looking up out of the corner of one eye. But it seemed as though two men were playing tug-of-war with the package they had stolen from me, trying to get it apart. The cord spiraled off, and the bolt, which I had pleated into a configuration called the eightfold envelope, fell open. Out tumbled my pilled-up sphere. I caught it on the second bounce. A foot smashed down on my hand.
"He's trying to use it!"
someone cried. A man dropped on me, one knee to either side. At this point, a reflex took over. Leo had taught me that once I'd been mounted, I'd never get up again. And so when I sensed what was happening, I twisted sideways, getting my back up and my belly down, and drew my knees up under me, so that by the time this guy's weight landed on me, I was presenting my butt to him rather than my belly, and I had my legs under me where I could use them. My hand was still pinned to the ground by someone's foot, but my sphere was trapped between my hand and the pavement. I made it bigger. The expanding sphere forced the man's foot up, and when it became head-sized, his foot rolled right off and my hand came free. I planted that hand under me and pushed as hard as I could with both arms and legs. The guy on top of me wrapped his arms around my trunk as I came up, but I grabbed one of his pinkies in my fist and jerked it back. He screamed and let go. I surged forward without looking back.
"He used a spell on me!"
someone screamed.
"The Vout cast a spell on me!"
Part of me, not the wiser part, wanted to explain to that guy what an idiot he was being, but most of me just wanted to put distance between myself and these mysterious attackers. How had they known I had been using the name Vit? I turned back to look at them. My passage through the crowd had left an open space in my wake. Several men were charging into it, coming for me. I'd never seen them before. There was something familiar in their faces, though. They belonged to the same ethnic group as Laro and Dag. Geeths, as Braj had called them. They were having trouble keeping up with me, but I could not outrun their voices.
"Stop him! Stop the Vout!"
This didn't seem to have much effect, but then they got cleverer.
"Murderer! Murderer! Stop him!"
It turned out that this only made things easier for me, since no one wanted to get in the way of a large, sprinting murderer. So then it became,
"Thief! Thief! He stole an old lady's money!"
That was when the crowd closed in and people started sticking legs out to trip me. I jumped over a few of those, but it was obvious I had to get out of this crowded square, so I dodged into the first street I could reach that led away from it, then into an alley off that street. This was so narrow I could touch both sides, but at least I didn't have the feeling anymore of being engulfed in a huge and hostile mob. I heard the buzz of scooter engines. They were tracking me. Loco scooter boys, who knew the alley network, were maneuvering to cut me off at the next intersection.